Welcome to Forum on WSMI. I'm your host, Sean Bellent. Today on the program, we'll take on a couple of medical-related topics, if you will, health-related topics. First, the healthcare community and how they've dealt with COVID-19 in the past year. It has been a difficult time, to say the least. So we'll hear from Jim Tempe, the president and CEO at HSHS St. Francis Hospital, talking about COVID-19, the arrival of the vaccine, and hopes for the new year that has arrived this weekend. Coming up later in the program, we'll hear Senator Dick Durbin and his salute to healthcare workers. That's on today's edition of Forum. A historic moment in Montgomery County, the COVID-19 vaccine made its arrival at HSHS St. Francis Hospital. Three employees on the front lines of the battle against COVID-19 were the first to roll up their sleeves and receive the vaccine from Pfizer. All of the vaccinations went off without a hitch. And I had a chance to chat with HSHS St. Francis Hospital President and CEO Jim Tempe. He told me that the vaccinations continued beyond the original three.
It sure did. So yesterday we did receive our allocation of doses from the health department. This is the first set of doses that arrived in Montgomery County so far. And we were able to give 10 vaccines yesterday. And we'll continue to roll out vaccines to our frontline staff beginning Monday.
And you've likely heard that the vaccine version from Pfizer requires deep cold before it can be used. He said St. Francis was ready for that.
Yes, it is. You know, what's great is that we do have the equipment needed. So we were able to, we received the doses frozen. We're able to keep those frozen for up to 6 months in our, and we have the proper freezer for that. And then once you unthaw the vials, they're good for 30 days. So you get, once you draw the start drawing doses up, it's good for 6 hours. So you get, So it actually is complicated, but we're able to get through it, and we're able to get everybody vaccinated that needs it, and we still have the ability to store some if we need to.
Hospital President and CEO Jim Tempe says the first recipients are cheerleaders, or vocal supporters, if you will, of the vaccine from Pfizer.
They're excited about receiving it, and even our providers are very excited about receiving it, and they've been sharing a lot of great information with our staff from the medical perspective to let us know how safe it is to receive the vaccine. So it's, we know this is the first step in getting over this pandemic, so it's exciting for all of us.
Tempe hopes success at St. Francis builds support and confidence in the vaccine as it becomes more available to the community.
Absolutely. And, you know, as this vaccine rollout happens, there's going to be ups and downs, you know, with the rollout out there, but it's just so important that everyone who's eligible to get the vaccine thinks about receiving it. It's just, it's going to be the way that we move forward from this pandemic, and we want to be the first people to get it and encourage everyone else to get it once it becomes available to the public.
COVID-19 has been a historic challenge for rural hospitals. In mid-Illinois, it appears the area is faring better than others across the country. When the pandemic hit this spring, U.S. rural hospitals lost an estimated 70% of their income as patients avoided the emergency room, doctor's appointments, and elective surgeries. Of course, those procedures were later put on ice before being allowed once again. HSHS St. Francis Hospital President and CEO Jim Tempe says they're getting by with a little help from their friends and leadership and the right vision for providing rural health care.
I couldn't agree more. I think my real passion is trying to preserve rural health care across the United States, especially in Illinois. I think, you know, as you know, about 40% of America lives in rural areas, and we certainly deserve the same great health care that people get in cities, and we're providing that in these rural areas. And it's great to see that a lot of our government officials and especially our local politicians who this year has really opened their eyes, and they've been working so hard for us to help us preserve rural health care out there, because, you know, this pandemic has shown how important it is that we have health care right here on the ground for our most vulnerable people.
Tempe says rural hospitals and their bigger siblings are working well together through the pandemic.
And as a critical access hospital, we're able to take patients who are not as critical and let those big tertiary centers like St. John's or facilities in St. Louis, focus on those patients who are the sickest and who need all of that specialty care. That way, as a system and as a healthcare system across the United States, we can all help each other to take care of people the way we need to without, you know, running out of resources.
You may or may not have words like work family in your vocabulary, but Tempe says healthcare workers have learned a lot and it's brought many closer together.
It's been a tough year. It's been a tough 9 months that we've gone through. It's certainly unprecedented in my career in healthcare, which has been a long time. I would tell you that because we've gone through this, we've learned a lot. We've become much closer as a healthcare group, not just at the hospital, but across the country. And people are sharing more information about best practices. It's had some good side effects, you know, out there in the industry, but it's also been a tough year. So we're happy that we're going to be starting to move forward and getting back to normal. But all throughout, our main focus has been taking great care of our patients.
Tempe looks back on what's been a difficult year, especially for those in the medical field. And he looks ahead to a hopefully better 2021.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. It's 2020 has certainly been an interesting year. It's been a tough year for everyone in the United States and in the world. It's been a tough year for hospitals, and it's been a tough year for our folks that work on the front line. So my hope for 2021 is as we get this vaccine rolling and we start seeing COVID get fought back, that we have a great new year, that we have a healthy new year, and that people continue to receive the care that they need, and that our folks get a little bit of a break.
Now we turn to Washington, as we'll hear from Senator Dick Durbin now, who offers a salute to the healthcare workers and others who have played such a vital role in trying to stay one step ahead of COVID-19 in the year that just wrapped up 2020.
I want to wish a happy, healthy holiday season to all of our healthcare heroes, the medical researchers, and all of the essential workers who've worked so hard and sacrificed so much this year to protect us. You may have seen a photo that went viral over Thanksgiving weekend. It showed a doctor in Houston hugging an elderly man who was a patient on that doctor's COVID ICU ward. The man was frightened. He wanted to be with his wife. For many people, it was their first look inside a COVID ICU ward, the first glimpse of the heartbreaking, cruel reality of this virus. But not for you. We have healthcare heroes in every hospital and community health center in our state, in doctor's offices, COVID testing centers, and medical research labs. Even if we don't see you, we value your service. We know the sacrifice that you're making and the people that you love are also making and continuing to make to keep us healthy and safe. This has been an unrelenting, draining, scary time for many, many months. But your resilience and commitment to others has been a beacon of light during this crisis. I want to say thank you as well to the ambulance drivers and EMTs, to the men and women who clean up the medical facilities to make sure they're always safe. And thank you also to the essential workers, the bus drivers, grocery workers, delivery persons, and all of those who've worked so hard through this pandemic. We couldn't do it without you, and we appreciate what you've done. Soon, there will be vaccines, and in the not-too-distant future, we'll be able to gather again, hug our loved ones safely. But we will never forget how you sacrificed for us in the year 2020 and beyond, how you worked past exhaustion so many times. 100 years from now, when people tell the story of this pandemic, you're going to be the heroes of the story, and that's exactly the way it should be. Happy holidays. And thanks again.
Well, 2020 was quite a year, and I'd like to salute all of the people who kept this country and Mid-Illinois running during the year that just wrapped up. Certainly the nurses, the doctors, all of the medical staffers working at the hospitals out there, but also the delivery drivers, the retail and grocery workers who endured some customers who weren't fond of policies that you didn't make, and you helped keep food on our tables and necessities in our homes and allowed our loved ones to come home again. The truckers and people who have burned the candle at both ends and kept this country running, thank you. You're all heroes and you helped get us through. Thanks again for joining us for Forum. We'll see you again next week on WSMI. Sean Balint saying so long and a happy new year.